Sancho, emitting 30 wails, 60 sighs, and 120 yay-yay-yays at the man who had brought him to this pass, started to raise himself from the ground. He was bent like a bow and got stuck part of the way up. Even so, he managed to harness his ass and lay Don Quixote across its back. Then, helping Rocinante to his feet, he tied him to the ass's tail and set off toward where he thought the highway lay. They'd only gone 2 miles when Luck, who was leading them from good to better, brought them within sight of an inviting inn. Sancho was delighted, but Don Quixote insisted that it was a castle, and they argued back and forth about it right through the gates and up to the front door, where they were warmly welcomed by the innkeeper and his wife. When the innkeeper asked why Don Quixote was sprawled face down across the ass, Sancho made light of what had happened, explaining that his master had fallen from a rock and bruised his ribs. The innkeeper's wife, a woman of unusual compassion and considerable insight, immediately assigned her daughter, a comely girl, to take special care of their new guest.